Hi guys! It's birthday time for two special members of the BKFK community. To help me, I've invited the two main characters from this episode. For the first one, let's hear it from the elephant. Great! We wish a happy birthday to Josie! And for the next one, I'll need some help from the hippo, please. Very good. Happy birthday to Ezra!
Happy birthday to you!
And a happy birthday from me too. We hope you guys enjoy your birthday bundles as much as we did in making them for you. Remember, listeners, we have wonderful birthday bundles that will make the perfect gift. To find out more, just go to buykids4kids.co or search for Buy Kids 4 Kids Storytime on patreon.com. Let's find out more about today's superstars.
Hi, my name's Liat and I'm from Minnesota. I'm 9 years old and love reading Harry Potter books.
Hi, I'm Evelyn. I'm 7 years old. I am from Sydney and I like running around.
My name is Adeline and I am 7 years old. I am from Los Angeles and I like to read and dance.
Welcome to the team, guys. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The hare, the hippo, and the elephant. Once upon a time, there was a hare. Now, a hare is a bit like a rabbit, but bigger. It has absolutely huge ears and very strong hind legs that help it run really, really fast. However, the hare in this story didn't very much like running fast at all. In fact, it preferred to lounge around as much as possible while doing as little as possible.
The problem is,
said the hare to itself,
if I just keep lying here under this glorious sunny sky, I'll eventually waste away unless I eat something.
It picked up the remains of an old carrot and tried to munch some goodness out of it. But then, as it was rather rotten, it spat it out in disgust.
Well, I suppose I'll just have to plant some crops again.
It stood up and stretched. Then it loped over to the field to have a look. It was completely empty, except for a long row of dense bushes in the middle, and the ground was hard and dry. It picked up a handful of seeds and thought about just scattering them around and hoping for the best.
No, that won't work. The crows will just come and gobble up the seeds the moment I turn my back. Besides, the seeds need to be slightly buried. I suppose I'll need to plow the land. Oh, I can't think of anything worse. Such back-breaking labor.
Now, for those of you that don't know, when you plow something, you turn the earth to loosen the soil so that you can plant seeds. Sometimes people use a horse that pulls a metal spade-like thing through the soil. And some modern farmers use a tractor to plow. The problem with the lazy hare is that all he had was his own muscle power.
And I don't feel like using my muscles at all,
he complained. So he sat down to think a bit. Hare was rather clever. He sat with his chin resting on his paw and then said,
aha! I have a cunning plan. First, I'll need to fetch a long, strong rope.
He padded off to fetch the rope. When he came back, he began to lay the rope in the dusty field. He placed half the rope on one side of the row of thick bushes and the other half on the other side of the row, so that if you stood on one end of the rope, you could not see the other end, because the row of bushes was in the way.
Perfect!
said the hare, who then settled down to wait, lazily chewing a piece of grass. Soon enough, he heard loud footsteps approaching. He heard the sound of branches breaking, and then a loud trumpeting sound. It was an elephant. Hare waited until the elephant was close, until he said,
"Well, hello there."
The elephant stopped.
"Hello,"
said the hare again.
"Who's there? I don't see anyone,"
said the elephant.
"Down here, big boy."
The elephant squinted down the end of its trunk. Then it started wiggling its trunk around, sniffing the air, getting lower and lower until it sucked the ears of the hare up its nostrils.
"Oi, put me down,"
said the hare. The elephant gave a great blow, and the hare went flying head over heels onto the ground. It stood up and wiped some slimy moisture from its ears and said,
"Well, hello there, big boy. I have to say, I was very impressed at how you bashed those old trees down. You really are rather strong."
"Rather strong?"
blustered the elephant.
"Rather strong? I'll have you know, I'm the strongest beast that ever walked the earth."
"Well, perhaps one of the strongest beasts, but not the strongest beast."
"What? Of course I am. Which animal is stronger than me?"
"Me."
"You? You can't be serious, you little pipsqueak. You're nowhere near as strong as me."
"I beg to differ, Mr. Elephant. In fact, I'll prove it. I challenge you to a tug of war."
The elephant roared with laughter and said,
"Very well, challenge accepted."
The hare presented the elephant with one end of the rope and said,
"Good, hold on to this."
The elephant did so.
"Now, I'll go to the other end of the rope, just on the other side of that row of bushes. Wait for me, and when I say pull, we'll see who is really the strongest."
The elephant held onto the rope with its trunk and waited in position. The hare disappeared through the bushes to the other side of the rope. When he got to the other end of the rope, he started making loud grunting sounds. He heard a grunt in reply. He grunted again. He heard another grunt in reply, this time a little closer. He heard loud footsteps approaching from the direction of the river. And soon enough, he saw a great big hippo trundling towards him. As it approached, it grunted again and said,
"Who was making that delightful noise?"
"I was,"
said the hare.
"I was calling you."
"Me? Why, you little whippersnapper. Don't waste my time. What is it?"
"Well, I just wanted to say how impressed I am with how large you are."
"Thank you."
"Yes, you are a lovely large beast."
I know. I do have a wonderfully full figure."
"It's just a pity about, you know."
"I do not know. A pity about what?"
"Well, about your muscles. It's a pity you're so weak."
"Weak? Weak? How dare you? I'll have you know that underneath all my layers is pure muscle. Pure strong muscle."
"Is that so? Then do you think you can beat me in a tug of war?"
The hippo burst out in grunty laughter.
"Beat you, a pathetic little bunny? Of course I can."
"Well, then do you accept my challenge?"
"Challenge accepted."
The hare gave the hippo the other end of the rope and said,
Now, I will go through those bushes to the other end. And when I say pull, we'll see who is the best.
The hare scampered into the bushes and stayed there, hidden from both the hippo and the elephant. Neither of them could see through the bushes, and both thought the hare was on the other side.
Ready?
Called the hare from his hiding place. The hippo grunted, and the elephant trumpeted.
Pull!
Shouted the hare. The huge beasts began to pull. First, the elephant dragged the hippo a bit forward, but then the hippo dragged the elephant a bit forward. As they did so, their feet began to dig up the ground, a bit like a plow. They pulled and pulled and grunted and groaned, pulling each other this way and that. The elephant tried pulling a bit left, all the way to the one end of the field. And then the hippo tried pulling a bit right, all the way to the other end of the field. Backwards and forwards they went. Neither was able to outpull the other.
Come on!
Shouted the hare.
Is that all you got?
Again and again they pulled, dragging each other as they did so. Soon enough, the whole field was perfectly plowed up on both sides of the row of bushes.
Okay, bigger!
The hare called from his hiding place.
You win, I give up!
And he bit through the rope with his sharp front teeth. The hippo and the elephant both went rolling backwards, each taking half the rope with them. The hippo grunted loudly at its success and returned to its waterhole for a wallow in the mud. The elephant gave a satisfied trumpet and lumbered off into the bushes, proud of itself for winning the tug of war. The hare giggled. The silly old beasts had perfectly plowed the entire field with their great big feet. It picked up a bucket of seeds and planted the seeds, and then settled down in the shade to wait for them to grow.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.